This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Everybody, Kate Delaney, how are you? That's what we want to know. Boy, it is seemingly really a rough patch for a lot of people. I can tell by the mailbag. Many of you whining to me about what's happening in your lives, which I invite you to do that. I don't care what it is that you want to talk about. Remember, Kate at katedelaneyradio.com. I love that this audience thinks about what they want to say, often gets back to me and things that they've heard on the show, and reminds me of something that was said, and then you go for it again. And I think that's wonderful, actually. And I think what we're seeing is that people are feeling pinched. I mean, we've been talking about this for a long time. It is inflation. I mean, I don't know what else we can say about inflation other than it does this turn into a recession. Some already feel that we are in a recession, but I've really talked to a lot of economists on this. Next week, we're going to have an economist on the show, and we have had economists along the way, and nobody is saying that. They're talking about the possibility, and it certainly feels like it for a lot of people, but we're not quite there yet. I mean, does that shock you? I went to the grocery store today for just a handful of things. The neph is coming over, and he's a kid who saw a movie about some of what happens with food, and he used to be not a picky eater at all. Now he's a little bit more, you know, plant-based. So when I went shopping, plant-based, by the way, and cheese doodles and voodoo chips and all that other stuff too. So when I went shopping, I was stunned at the price of chips and also for like a carton of soda. And then, of course, produce, because I was in the produce aisle, and what it costs for lettuce and what it costs for radishes and, you know, you name it. So I'm right there with you. It is sticker shock. And even though we've been playing this game for a while now, I don't know that you truly, truly adjust to it. So once again, you know how we motor through here. Coming up this hour, of course, your thoughts when we hit the mailbag in a couple of segments. Odds and ends, which means things that maybe kind of slipped off your radar, but they didn't slip off mine. And I think all of us certainly are in touch with what's happening when it comes to Ukraine. And a lot of what I got in the mailbag today was about Putin. We had Greg Stevin on the other night, and the title of his book was Does Putin Have to Die? And he talked about being in the Ukraine. He talked about his partner who helped write the book and the fact that he was part of the Russian government, and then he was basically thrown out in 2014, and I think that resonated with some of you as to what Greg was talking about as far as Putin is concerned. But the theory that somehow he'll go, that somehow someone in the inner circle will force him out, I don't know about that. I think that he invokes a lot of fear in people. That's what I think. So NATO defense ministers meeting in Brussels kind of did that reaffirming handshake, high five, whatever you want to call it, fist bump, as far as their commitment to support Ukraine with military aid following all these attacks that have just happened in the last couple of days. Moscow's deadly strikes on civilian targets in Ukraine continued Wednesday, as Russia is saying, look, we arrested 8 people in connection with that massive explosion that damaged the only bridge, a bridge that Putin was proud of between annexed Crimea and Russia on Saturday, which really got under his his skin, and therefore that was the blowback, I believe, for that. So the Russian forces continue their assault, trying to knock out as many places as they can. And our U.S. Secretary of Defense, Lloyd Austin, said the recent attacks on the people and the infrastructure in Ukraine show the malice of Putin's war of choice, saying that, you know, he hosted a meeting of the Ukraine Defense Contact Group in Brussels on Wednesday and said the resolve of the allies and the partners to help this country, to help Ukraine, is only solidified since the recent barrage of Russian attacks. But, you know, we go down to what happens to the people as a result of this break with Russia. And certainly in Europe, we know that one of the biggest problems is the consequences of not having energy from Russia, kind of weaning themselves off from Russia. So do they survive this winter on their current gas reserves? That's what they're weighing right now. Different story in the United States. But trust me, there is a ripple effect, and we are definitely feeling what's happening in Ukraine. All right, I've talked about this a lot, but because I got this in the mailbag, I'm going to head it off before we even hit the mailbag. I got something from Rick in Las Vegas, and he said to me, Kate, I had no idea you lived in Vegas and spent some time at Lake Mead. It is chilling the things that they are finding as the water continues to go down and down and down. I mean, will one day this be completely void of water? Can you imagine if Lake Mead had not a drop of water in it? It is a crisis. I mean, right now, and there's a big story on this, but it's not a shocker because it keeps going lower. So besides finding bodies that they think were part of mafia hits and boats and all kinds of things, now they're talking about the volcanic rock from eruptions 12 million years ago, because that's what's being exposed. And there are rocks that haven't been seen since the 1930s when the Hoover Dam was built. And then, of course, Lake Mead was filled. So now you've got researchers from the University of Nevada in Las Vegas found ash deposits from volcanoes in Idaho, Wyoming, and California. And they said they knew the ash units existed, but they were surprised to find so many as the Lake Mead water level lowered as it went down. So they're taking advantage of the low levels to study that sediment because it hasn't been exposed in, like, practically a century. That's what they're doing. So while this is a disaster, they're using it to their advantage. They found white to gray colored volcanic ash that was weaved through the formerly submerged rocks that you hadn't seen in forever. They took those samples, went back to the lab, try to figure out the source of the ash, and they say it wasn't from a single eruption. It was from more than one eruption. Isn't that wild? So it becomes now the one side of this, because it's so awful and it needs to be filled, and we need to have that water level go back up. But while that's happening, they're kind of understanding some of the past volcanic events and developing plans to kind of deal with a volcanic eruption if one occurs in the future. This feels very much like the Cheeseball-y series on NBC, called La Brea. If you haven't seen it, whatever search engine you have, look it up. Meet you on the flip side.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original pure Pau D'Arco and drink super tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Again, Kate Delaney, thanks for hanging with us here on the show. Coming up in our next segment, we will hit that mailbag. All right, I got a shocker for you that I have to talk about here, because since I moved to the great state of Florida from an equally great state of Texas, people keep warning me about alligators and about, you know, be careful where you tread and be careful when you're walking the dog and don't walk at night. And don't be careful even when you are in some of these rivers, because, you know, you might not see an alligator that is hiding. And sure enough, because, of course, weird things have happened, especially since Hurricane Ian, the thing that went viral and a lot of people are talking about, and thank you for the warnings, and yes, I'm always being careful. I don't live in an area, however, where there's pond after pond after pond. I do, where alligators are moving, you know, moving from one pond to the other. I do have one, you know, down the street, but it's blocks down the street where there is an alligator that lives there. I have never seen him ever. So a rare sighting is the fact that an alligator was going through the Gulf waters, you know, just today. Somebody spotted the alligator, and that's unusual because it's not really their domain. It's not really where they hang, but things are kind of lopsided, obviously, in Fort Myers because of the hurricane and the rebuild. And I mean, rebuild, they're not even at that point yet. They're still finding. I talked to somebody today that lives very close and was safe and had a house that was just built 2 years ago, but said that they're really talking about the fact that they're still finding bodies in the canals. like people who couldn't get away or somehow ended up in the canal. So yes, there are alligators and sewage and snakes and all of that, especially following Hurricane Ian. That's the thing that people are looking for in some of those flooded neighborhoods. And I think the one in particular that everybody's talking about is, well, one of them anyway, and I know we have listeners in this area, but one alligator was spotted on the beach near Pensacola Bay Bridge dipping into some of the ocean water, and they're freshwater creatures, really, by nature. But it was recorded as the alligator was wandering the neighborhood and caught the, you know, caught the attention of somebody that they, you know, absolutely felt like, okay, I'm going to shoot this to kind of warn people even. And that's what happened when some of the neighborhoods were flooded, because of course, what's going to happen? I mean, that when everything overflows and they're in it, I mean, naturally, that's what's going to happen. And for those of you listening in Louisiana, oh, my Louisiana, well, I have had some great times in all parts of Louisiana. Look, when Baton Rouge floods and New Orleans floods, you all know that, of course, you have to watch out for gators, because once again, where is their domain? Where are they? And has that, did that overflow? And if it does, of course, that's what you're going to get. You know, it's not a surprise drama. It is kind of creepy, but yeah, that's what happens. On the mind of a lot of people is the fact that, I mean, here we are, we've been talking about the lead up to this, the run up to it. We're almost in November, and what will we see with the midterm elections? I'm curious if a lot of people, one, are going to go out and vote. Herschel Walker has been talked about a lot lately, and it's interesting because he's out there denying some of what's being said about him paying for an abortion of a former girlfriend, and he's actually retaken the lead in the Georgia Senate race. So in the latest poll, he is leading Democratic Senator Raphael Warnock in this Senate race, and this is from the More Information Group survey. So they, you know, hit up likely voters, and it's a small sampling, but they hit up likely voters, and what they came up with is that he is up 2 percentage points, so 46% to 44% against Warnock, and the poll was actually just done from October 8th to 11th. So in the midst of all this melee, a string of accusations, you know, right in the middle of that, were leveled against Walker, including the one I said, the claims that the Daily Beast reported that he paid for a woman's abortion more than a decade ago. And then his son put more gasoline on the fire, Christian Walker, when he jumped on social media and said that he's not a family man, he's not a family person, and that he's making a mockery of everybody, and that they had to move 6 times in 6 months running from your violence, even. And so, of course, Herschel Walker, like I said, denied all these allegations, including this stuff with his son. He tried not to really step into that too much. But his campaign manager jumped on the poll and said it shows that he's still the favorite for November. And here's what's interesting. Their strongest fundraising day of the entire campaign was in the last 24 hours. So it's when all these stories have come out, $500,000. So they're saying we're not buying what's out there, that it's nonsense, and that people are interested in supporting him. So that is a race, of course, to watch, an important one, because the balance of the Senate is hanging in the balance. Does it flip to more Republicans, or does it stay kind of where it is? And those numbers are kind of wonky at this point because of what I said at the very beginning of this, going to the grocery store and inflation, where we get hit in the wallet is really where a lot of votes go. And with the highest record inflation that we haven't seen in nearly 40 years, what's going to happen in these midterm elections? Politico and Morning Consult, they did their own poll. I guess this is poll night. Showing that Biden's approval rating among independents has plunged by 4 points in the last week. So the approval dropped to 29%. That's a huge dip leading into, you know, looking at the upcoming elections, you know, the midterm elections. So I said this the other day, you look at Nevada, Georgia, Wisconsin, Ohio, Pennsylvania, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Arizona, all of which we have listeners in all those areas. The economy is a top issue. I mean, look, in Nevada, a USA Today Suffolk University poll showed that the economy was the top issue for 43% of registered voters in the state, because it makes it harder for them to afford everyday goods, the food they need, all of that. And they have families. So it's tougher on the families. And that's what people look at, like it or not. All politics are local. And what's in your wallet and how vulnerable you are becomes a big, 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 big part of it. And we're seeing this poll after poll, after poll, after poll. So inflation is pounding the Democrats, and it's going to be interesting to see how many people show up for the midterm elections and what it's going to look like in both chambers, you know, whether we're talking about the Senate or Congress, just looking at where that's going to end up and whether or not we're going to see a big changing of the guard. I mean, even airline tickets, 20% more this year. The average domestic round-trip ticket is estimated to be about $274. Full flight prices are at an all-time high, and it hasn't been that expensive in 5 years. And part of that is people, of course, now with everything lifted, want to travel. So the airline fares went up, 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 especially in August. August really was a rough one, 33%. See you in the mailroom.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A key inflation barometer shows prices rose faster than expected last month. Numbers out from the Labor Department Wednesday show the PPI, the price businesses get for what they produce, jumped by 0.4%. The report comes despite efforts by the Fed Reserve to fight surging inflation. The Biden administration says it plans on reassessing the United States' relationship with Saudi Arabia in the wake of OPEC Plus's drastic cut in oil production. Texas Republican Congressman Michael McCaul says the administration has no one to blame but themselves for the country's energy shortage.
This is a real self-inflicted wound. He threatened our energy companies not to produce. And now, as a result, he has to go to the Saudi, to the kingdom, and threaten them to produce more energy.
USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
Now let's talk about the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Mac? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Stick in the mail bag.
Stick in the mail bag.
Yeah.
Alright, we're in the mailbag. Thanks to all of you. Once again, k2katedelaneyradio.com, 24/7, whatever you want to jaw about, you can hit me up that way. Lots of people have done it. It works, I'm telling you. If you want to be heard, that's the way to do it for sure. And of course, the other thing you can do is jump on the phone lines, and we're going to start to open them up a lot more as we especially as we get closer to the midterm elections, because a lot of you are picking up on that. Here's what I like. However you vote, the fact is, I love the fact that people are telling me it's important to vote, and they feel it's now vital more than ever, and they're going to go out and vote. So, yay, maybe we'll have record turnout. It's not just, it's not a presidential, because if it's a presidential year, I think we're going to have incredibly high turnout. But in midterms, when it's not a presidential year, it's not the same thing. So you can always give me a buzz, too. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. This was on the minds of a lot of people. And when I say this, what is that? So, Bart, I'm going to use his to lead the charge. And Bart says, hey, Kate, I listen to a lot of what you are talking about with what's happening, kind of a snapshot of the world. I like the way you tell people to go and look and make decisions for themselves and whatnot. And it's interesting because we really, in my neighborhood, have such, I think, respect for each other, even though so many of us are different as far as our ideology is concerned. But we've managed to keep things civil. We've managed to still do some of the block parties we do and to kind of leave some of the harshness of politics out of it. I fear for communities and neighborhoods because some of that is going away depending on what kind of neighborhood you're in. I don't want everybody to be like me, so I like the fact that I have a very diverse and interesting neighborhood, and I hope it continues to stay that way. You know, I'm looking at what happened in Florida, and especially to those poor people in Fort Myers. And I wonder about insurance and how many of them had insurance, and how many of them, if they had insurance, how many of them had flood insurance? Because I think I used to be in insurance. What some people don't realize, even probably most of your listeners, is it's not just a blanket coverage for insurance. You have to look at your policies and make sure what is being insured. It sounds ridiculous, but do you have, for example, a contents covered in your insurance? People sometimes miss this one. So in other words, if something happened to the contents inside their house, for example, a flood, then it wouldn't be covered. And I think probably some of the people in Florida may have had insurance, but they didn't have flood insurance. And therefore, covering a lot of what happened with their houses, it won't happen. Yeah, it's funny how you mentioned you did insurance and then you went through it. I just went through this with somebody, especially about the contents. No matter who's listening to this, if you don't have the contents insured, and that can add up, you forget it, you're not going to get the replacement costs. So it is good to know what are you covered for. Because trust me, they send out inspectors, and whatever the inspector sees and looks is what goes on the record. So absolutely. I got this one from Doug, who says, any chance that another hurricane hits the Fort Myers area? It's so stunning, as it was supposed to hit Tampa, St. Pete, and then made that turn south, so it didn't hit there. I'm sure many, many people stayed because they really felt like I've been dancing on this path before, and I don't want to leave this time around. I feel like I'm okay, and then it makes a vicious turn. Well, absolutely. I think some people were kind of caught a little bit off guard, and I think others were weary of the cone of uncertainty, and then others thought, well, I can just ride it out. And, you know, I'm higher up, or I'm in a cinder block building, for example, or that kind of thing, kind of talked themselves into, yeah, why wouldn't I stay? And then we've seen some of the disastrous results of some people staying. Others, if they were further back or got lucky, they were fine. Now we got this other tropical storm that's gaining some strength in the Gulf of Mexico. It doesn't pose any kind of an immediate threat to the U.S., but it's going to impact Mexico over the next couple of days. And a lot of Americans go to Mexico, so it could impact somebody that you know and love as they try to make a decision on, can they get on a plane? Can they get out? Because a lot of people are trying to get out. All right, let's go to Chaz. Chaz says, hi, Kate. I almost don't know what to put here because my mind is going a lot of different directions. I'm not fan of Kanye West, but it was very sanitized what happened between him and Tucker Carlson do a lot of interviewers do this? Okay, and what you're referring to is that Tucker Carlson, you know, talked about, likes Kanye West, talked about, you know, how much he had on the ball. And he praised Kanye West wearing a White Lives Matter shirt for Paris's Fashion Week. And then Carson told his audience, the enemies of his ideas dismissed West, as they have said for 4 years, that he's mentally ill and he's too crazy to take seriously. Look away, ignore him, he's a mental patient. And Tucker Carlson said to the audience, is West crazy? You can judge for yourself. But they showed snippets of the interview. They didn't show the whole interview. So, of course, some of the footage leaked out, shocker, and some of his controversial comments that didn't make the Fox airwaves were put out there. Right? So, subsequently, he said a couple of things. He spent a full minute raising questions about the investment of Josh Kushner, brother of David Trump's son-in-law, Jared, in Kim Kardashian's clothing line. It's kind of a, there's kind of a riff. And then the anti-Semitic comment on Twitter about going DEFCON 3 on Jewish people. And he says he claimed that he had been warned that supporting Trump might lead to death. So there were snippets that didn't make it on the air, but were released in other places. And they're saying that, you know, we're trying to, when we move forward on an interview, we're putting the best foot forward on this. And there isn't a, this is the better version, this is the cleaned up version kind of thing. That he wants to show, that Carlson wanted to show Kanye in an authentic light, whatever that turned out to be. He said, he did say in those cuts that were released some crazy things that I can't imagine they'd be like, yeah, let's air this. So I think they did do some creative editing. Because even at one point, he said, you know, he was talking about what he said about Jewish people, and he said, think about us judging each other on how white we could talk would be like a Jewish person judging another Jewish person on how good they danced or something. And then he paused, and he said, right then, he said, I probably want to edit that out. Because he knew it was kind of, it was a kooky thing to say. So there's that. All right, let's take another one. Pat says, hey, Kate, I really don't know where to go, but I think that I want, I don't think, I know that I want the people of Ukraine to win in their efforts to stop Putin, but I fear he is stocking up big time, not only with supplies, but also political allies. And obviously he's motivated to annex Ukraine. That would be a huge, huge feather in his cap. I don't see him letting up anytime soon, do you? No. He's not. There's no way. Zip zero. I would be absolutely stunned. Let's put it that way. Stunned, I tell you. All right, there's more you missed. How about it? We're going to talk about it next.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Powdy Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Talking about unsafe places in the U.S. Usually we're talking about the best place to live, but there was a list of unsafe places. Where are those unsafe places? I'm going to tell you about those. I'll tell you a place that I would not feel comfortable in. What if you were gifted an Amazon house? What is an Amazon house? An Amazon house means that you have all the devices, anything possible, the small gadgets, all of that. Because there's about 24 types of domestic devices and services, from garage to the bathroom, right? And all of them generate some kind of data. Amazon collects more data than almost any other company. And they'll tell you it's personal information that helps power an ambient intelligent to make your home smart. It's the dream. It's the Jetsons. Would you want that dream? Would you want that dream? In my family, my brother refuses. No. There's no Siri, can you play my favorite playlist? Or any of that. Siri, can you tell me the weather? None of that. Same thing with the hubs. He's not crazy about it. He's not crazy about having it. I like it not all over the house, but just for an office thing. But it is interesting. Amazon says, we don't sell your info. There aren't many laws to restrict what they do. So it's a little different today than it was. How much are we comfortable giving up? I mean, you just scroll and you see the products and the services, and they know you might, you know, be interested in XYZ. I think it's chilling. I wouldn't, the idea of being spoon-fed what my choices are based on my search history, scary to me. I'd have to pass on that Amazon dream home. Definitely wouldn't work. I was somewhere today, and I was with a former Navy SEAL, and he said to me, we started talking about what happened with the SEAL trainee. And what happened was Seaman Kyle Mullen died after completing Hell Week, which is really strenuous. Of course it has to be. 5.5-day training session that ends the first phase of basic underwater demolition SEAL training course. I mean, you have to be the best of the best to be able to do this. So Mullen was suffering from pneumonia, has swimming-induced pulmonary edema, which is a condition where, of course, the water accumulates in the lungs during surfacing or underwater swimming. That's what the autopsy showed. SEAL trainees are susceptible to that because of their nature of their training. They're sent in and out of the cold water in the Pacific, which is where our Naval Special Warfare Center is. They didn't test for drugs, any of that. He had been diagnosed weeks before Hell Week. He was struggling to breathe, and he was spitting up blood during Hell Week in the days before his death. All that was reported. And then his legs began to swell during the week and all of that. And they gave him some supplemental oxygen on February 3rd. And the morning of the day, on the morning of the day, he died, basically. So he finished Hell Week. And he was taken to the barracks room in a wheelchair to recover and was even recommended to call 911, but it didn't happen. And then he was unresponsive and the paramedics were called. What a sad thing to happen, first of all, when you think of what they go through and the conditions they encounter. I mean, it's real world SEAL operations because they know there's no way. You have to have the back of the people that are with you. And so often what they do could be top secret. It's certainly not usually on the radar, depending on what it is. And this is just a sad story. It has, when somebody was talking to me, and I said this was earlier today, how rough does it have to be, though? Where do they draw the line, if they should draw the line? Maybe it's just an errant one-off thing, but pretty scary to see that happen. I mean, this is a trainee who, the trainee shouldn't have been in that situation. And that's the bottom line, right? Painful. All right, I said the thing about, I got to give you the payoff here, about the most unsafe cities. You might not believe some of them on the list. St. Louis, Fort Lauderdale, San Bernardino, as the most unsafe cities because of the crimes, car crashes, diseases, joblessness, and a lot more. They use 42 indicators to cover everything from nature, like, wildfires, to the number of uninsured drivers on the road. And that's how they come up with the list. Now, the safest city in America, Columbia, Maryland. St. Louis, Missouri, most dangerous. This was done by Wallet Hub, by the way. And with everybody, one of the top issues, of course, public safety, law and order, that kind of thing, that's weighing on the minds of a lot of people. In some of those cities, St. Louis, Missouri, least safe city in a list of 182. Fort Lauderdale made the list. San Bernardino, California, Detroit, Michigan, and Baton Rouge, Louisiana. You know, they also measure crime rates, and they measure joblessness and COVID-19 vaccination rates. And they look at uninsured drivers, which I mentioned. But how interesting would that have been, go through that and not use it, number one. So I thought it was interesting when they talk about, you know, the quality of life, the opportunity, the relatively low crime. It's to me, that's something. It's something when you tell people that you're there for them, call them, all that. But to actually try to keep that community feeling, you're really dodging so much, including what happens to you wherever you ultimately are. So there you go. All right, one last shot. This one is from Doogie. I used to work with a Doogie, and he says, oh boy, looking at what we'll probably see in the midterm elections, could we see a swing probably more in the Senate than across the board going back to Congress? Boy, it's so interesting to watch as this morphs into campaign rhetoric. And when you look at that whole question of authenticity, wow, what a huge difference that is. What a huge difference it is from place to place. I mean, from place to place, it's so, so different. So, so different, for sure. No question about it. The final thing I'll say in leaving you is, remember Halloween. If you want some laughs, tour some of these neighborhoods and check out the decorations. Because the amount that we all spend in Halloween is said to be at least somewhere near $44. $44? That's for the candy alone if you have a neighborhood where a lot of kids show up. Thanks to Nathan Reeder for his excellent work on the technicals and all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Make it count, everybody.
Feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. Drinksupertea.com.